I'm happy to be here to worship with you guys and share God's words with you.
就过去的三次来到这里，都是分享约拿书，从第一章讲到了第三章。
I have been here for three times sharing the book of Jonah from chapter 1-3.
约拿书一共就是四章。
It has four chapters in total.
所以今天应该很自然的就是讲这最后一章。
So today we're going to be talking about the last chapter.
那题目就是合理吗？
The title is it reasonable?
因为刚刚听到这个读经里面有没有听到好几个合乎理吗？
Have you heard that in the scripture reading, we mentioned several times, is it reasonable?
那么在中文合乎理的话呢，有很多意思。
In Chinese, reasonable has a lot of meanings.
那它这个词的原文的话呢，也可以说是对吗？好吗？合适吗？
In the original text, it can also mean, is it right? Is it good? Is itsuitable.
合理吗？大概是约拿书最常引起的问题。
Is it reasonable? Is the most common question that the book of Jonah raises.
这卷书啊，只有四章四十八节经文呢。
This book only has four chapters and 48 verses.
记载的却是离奇或者不合常理的一些事件。
But it described a very unreasonable, amazing event.
有人认为。
Some think.
这是近代科学发展使得人太强调理性的结果。
It is the development of modern science and that causes people to raise this question.
从前的人相信神迹呢，自然就能够接受啊约拿的记载，约拿书的记载。
People in the past they believe in miracles and they can accept what is written in Book of Jonah.
这是一个误会啊。
This is a misconception.
其实古人一样有头脑有理性啊。
Asian people also have their mind and their rational thinking.
对于自然的规律也有相当的认识。
And they also understand the way of nature.
今天我们的优势是什么呢？
Today our advantage is
拥有前人累积下来的知识还有普遍受教育学习的机会。
We have all the knowledge that our ancestors left us and we have a wide population that hasEducation.
但是并不代表近代人一定比从前的人更有智慧和思想。
But it doesn't mean that now we have more wisdom and thinking ability than the ancient people.
圣奥古斯丁啊。
Saint Augustine.
是主后第四世纪的那个早期基督教的神学家。
He is a Scientologist in 4th century AD.
也是可以说是早期教会的教父了，就是early church father 啊。
Yeah, and he's an early church father.
他在主后409年有写下关于约拿书的一个评论。
In year 409, he wrote a comment about the book of Jonah.
约拿好像就是一个让非基督徒嘲笑的靶子。
Jonah is like a target for the non-Christians to laugh at.
他曾经被大鱼吞进肚子三天。
He was swallowed by a big fish and stayed there for three days.
还有那个蓖麻可以一下子长得超过他的头。
And the vine which can grow for a sudden and over his head.
这实在是极不可能也难以置信。
This is very unreasonable and hard to believe.
我总是看到基督徒非基督徒带着嘲笑和蔑视在谈论这些记载。
I always see non-Christians talk about this book with laughter and despise.
这是超过1500年前的人啊对约拿的看法。
It's over 1,500 years ago.
一个人问合理吗？
Some ask, is it reasonable?
主要是因为啊，他所看到听到的呢，和他所熟悉的观念和经验差距太大了。
Because what he read.It's far from what he experienced in normal life.
大到让他觉得不可思议。
The distance is so big that it's unbelievable.
不过有些时候呢，如果比较深入了了解事情的背景和细节呢，也就不见得觉得奇怪了。
But if you look into the background and the detail, you won't be so surprised.
举个例子来说，一个大公司的老板。
For example, an owner of a big company.
很有地位，很有威严。
He has a good social status.
从员工到访客对他都是很尊敬的。
From his employees to his guests, they all respect him.
有一天呢，一个穿着很随便的年轻人，一句话都不说呢，直接就闯进他的办公室去了。
Someday, casually dressed young people just went straight into his office.
老员工呢都不动声色。
All the senior employees are like pretend they haven't seen it.
那看到一位新的员工很惊讶。
A new employee was very surprised.
就小声的对他说啊。
So he said in a quiet voice.
他是老板的独生儿子啊。
He is the only son of the owner.
那个新员工大概也不会再觉得奇怪了。
So the new employee won't be surprised anymore.
约拿的第四章的记载会让我们问合理吗？比前面三章还更多。
The fourth chapter of the book of Jonah would raise the question, is it reasonable even more than the first three chapters?
好，所以我们呢需要圣灵的引导，那我们深入的了解神的启示，特别是对于我们今天生活中的意义啊。
So we need the Holy Spirit to lead us so we can understand this, this scripture and also understand what it means for our life.
Yeah. 这第一节说，这事约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒。
In the first verse, it says, but to Jonah, this seemed very wrong, and he became angry.
这个经文呢，是在指出约拿里面的状况，然后在描述他在外在的表现。
This verse says what's inside of Jonah and what he act react.
不悦的原文就是恶意、顽劣的意思啊。
Displeased originally means evil and wicked.
指事情的发展呢，使得他里面难过，而产生了来意不善的那种状态。
The event makes Jonah displeased, so he have a evil and wicked feeling inside.
中国的口语或俗话来说就是什么呢？想要作怪找茬哈。
In Chinese, it's just like you're trying to find bad things to do.
那么发怒啊，那的原意是烧啊。
Angry originally means burning.
描写呢，他的怒气如同冒火。
Describes his anger like flame and burning.
我们外在的表现通常反映里面的状态。
Our outward reaction reflects what's inside of us.
神看我们不仅是看到我们的外面的表象呢，也知道我们里面的状态。
When God looks at us, not only does He see what's our reaction, He also see what's inside of our hearts.
他的包容呢，常常是要呢，就是我们呢，能够看到自己里面的状态啊，然后呢，知道自己的问题。
He wants us to know what's inside of us and know our problems.
神留给我们约拿书的一个目的，就是让我们看到自己的问题而能够谦卑觉醒。
One of the reasons God gave us the book of Jonah is to let us see our problems inside and repent.
那么第二节呢，讲说就祷告耶和华啊，说耶和华，我在本国啊，的时候岂不是这样说吗？啊，这个上面都有，大家可以看得到啊。
Yeah.In the second verse, he prayed to the Lord, Oh Lord, is this not what I said? And you can read the slides.
那表面上看来啊，这里是约拿书记载约拿第二次的祷告，因为第一次呢，应该是他在什么鱼肚子里嘛，那是第二章的祷告嘛，啊。
From the surface, it's the second time the book of Jonah recite his prayers. The first time is when he was in the fish.
其实呢啊，按照时间来看的话呢，这个祷告是先发生的。
In fact, this happens first.
就是他先回述啊，第一次被神差遣去尼尼微的时候呢，他对神说了什么话？
He's reciting what he had said to God. When God tried to send him to Nineveh.
然后他就指出来呢，他自己有理，所做的都是对的。
And he pointed out that he is reasonable and what he did is right.
祷告的开头说耶和华。
The beginning of the prayer says, O Lord.
英文的翻译是 O Lord 呢，比较符合虔诚犹太人的习惯。
The English translation goes more according to the Jews' traditions.
他们看到神的名字啊，耶和华就是亚威啊，他这是极度神圣的，他们不敢说出来的，就会自动的把它换成主这个字。
They are so fear of the Lord that they won't say His name Yahweh, and they will change it to O Lord.
有意思的是，哦，主啊，也常常是老练基督徒祷告的开头啊。
And interestingly, O Lord is also how like matured Christians start their prayer.
如果有新来的基督徒来到我们中间，
If there are new brothers and sisters here,
我们不认识他，不熟悉他。
We don't know them.
但是如果我们请他祷告的话呢，就可以听出来一些。
But if we ask them to pray, we can get some information.
讲的俗一点的话，就是可以看看他的功力。
To simply put it, you can see like how many years he has doing this.
他如果一开口祷告就是哦主啊，我们就会觉得老练的基督徒。
If he opens with Oh Lord, we will say, it's a matured Christian.
然后这里约拿说呢，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？
And so here Jonah said, is this not what I said when I was still at home?
他就是在提醒神呢，他第一次被差遣去尼尼微的时候呢，是有做过回应祷告的。
He's reminding the Lord that when he was sent to Nineveh for the first time, he made a prayer.
那个祷告本身其实是更属灵的。
And this prayer was very spiritual.
因为他还引用了圣经的话。
Because he quoted the Bible.
用神的话呢，向神说话，应该是既属灵又有说服力的祷告吧。
Using the word of God to talk to God is like really spiritual.
我在祷告会分组祷告的经验是，当有人开口用圣经的话的时候，其他人就会很自然的说阿门啊。
From my experience in prayer meetings, if someone quoted the Bible, everyone else would say Amen.
那这边说耶和华有怜悯有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
It says that Lord is a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love.
那这句话是来自于出埃及记的34:6，也有被引用在诗篇的103:8。
Comes from Exodus chapter 34 verse 6, and it's also quoted in Psalms 103:8.
那这些都是在约拿之前呢，约拿的时代之前的事。
This is all before Jonah's time.
然后约拿还加上了出埃及记32:14的话，于是耶和华后悔，不把所说的话降于他的百姓，来向神证明他早就知道神会后悔，不会倾覆尼尼微的。
Jonah also quoted Exodus chapter 32 verse 14. Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. He's saying to God, like, I knew you were going to relent and not send the calamity to Nineveh.
我们会发现呢，约拿祷告寻求神的旨意的结果呢，竟然不是顺服，而是逃避。
But we're surprised to see that the result of his prayer is not obedience, but running away.
而且是逃避有理。
And it's quite reasonable to run away from God.
约拿显然做了回应神的第一次差派的祷告之后啊，没有等候任何的印证呢，就跑了。
So after his first prayer to God, without any other words from God, Jonah just decided to run away.
然后呢，吃了很多的苦头，回到了原点。
He went through great problems and then went back to where he started.
那么这里让我们看到，寻求神旨意呢，只凭个人的祷告会有盲点，所以需要等候神和人来的印证。
So it says to us that, if you are only praying by yourself, you might have those blind spots, and you need to wait for God's words or like words from brothers and sisters, so you know what God truly meant for you.
这个祷告的用词很属灵。但是祷告的动机和目的呢，既不是称颂，也不是感恩，而是向神申诉。
This prayer seems to be very spiritual, but the purpose of it is not giving Lord praises or giving him thanks, but to appeal to him.
强调他逃避神差遣任务呢，差遣的任务是有道理的，也是对的。
Strengthen his point that he was reasonable to run away from God's word.
所以他其实是在对神说呢，神让他受的那些折腾是不合理的，是不对的。
He's saying to the Lord that it's unreasonable for the Lord to have him go through all the troubles.
那么他的祷告啊，其实是在为自己争辩的一个控诉，也是在质问神，合理吗？
He's appealing to God, is it reasonable?
我们应该都听过祷告就是向神说话这句话。
We have all heard that prayer is like talking to God.
但是应该不是像这样对神说话吧？
But not like this.
那有意思的是呢，经文的原文呢，它不用争辩，也不用控诉，而就是用了祷告这个字。
But interestingly, the scripture didn't say he appealed to the God, to the Lord or he said to the Lord. The scripture still says he prayed to the Lord.
说约拿就祷告耶和华说。
Says he prayed to the Lord.
约拿里面的状态使得他如此向神说话，不难理解。
What's inside of Jonah made him speak to God like this?
但是呢，这似乎不太符合传统的祷告观念。
But it doesn't seem to fit into our understanding of what a prayer is.
像这样对神说话也算是祷告吗？
Is speaking to God like this counted as a prayer?
哎，圣经却说这是祷告啊。
But the Bible tells us it is a prayer.
所以祷告不是只说一些漂亮属灵的话，也包括怎么吐诉里面的不满和委屈。
So a prayer does not only mean to say those pretty words to God, but it also means to share what's inside of you.
那么第三节，约拿祷告求死。
And in verse 3, Jonah prayed for death.
耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。
Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live.
约拿很可能是在效法他的前辈先知以利亚，向神祷告求死。
It's very likely that Jonah is trying to mimic the prophet before him, Elijah, to pray for death.
那么他在约就是啊、他在约拿这个事件大概100年前。
100 years before Jonah's time.
先知以利亚按照神的吩咐呢，执行啊、任务，带领以色列人除掉了巴利的众先知。
The prophet Elijah led God's people and cast away all the fake prophets of Baali.
他因此呢被追杀到了又饿又累，于是祷告向神求死。
He was then chased by the enemies and he was so tired and frustrated and he prayed for death.
哎，他祷告完了以后就有天使显现给他啊、饮食还有指示。
After he made his prayer, angel showed up for him and gave him strength and instructions.
如果约拿真的是在模仿以利亚，那其实呢并不合理。
If Jonah is really trying to mimic Elijah, it's not reasonable.
因为他完全没有在任何的危险之中。
Because he was not in any kind of danger.
而且根据第二章的记载呢，他在真正有生命危险的时候呢，却是迫切的祷告求神搭救。
And according to chapter 2, when he was really in danger, he's praying desperately and asking for God's help.
所以他向神求死其实是在说赌气的话，表达他的冤屈。
So he's praying for death is just to find a way to like appeal to God.
他的意思用今天的话来说大概是这个样子啊。
What he means in today's word is like this.
你是神呢，比我大太多了。
You are God and you are so much greater than me.
反正对错都是你说了算。
You have to say whether it is right or wrong.
明明我是对的，也成了错的。
I was right, but you said I'm wrong.
我实在不知道该怎么做。
I don't know what to do.
如果你是人的话。
If you are a man.
我惹不起你，总躲得起你吧。
I can hide from you.
但是你是神，我惹不起你也躲不起你，就让我死吧。
But you're God, I can't argue with you, and I can't hide away from you, so just let me die.
然后第四节是神回应约拿的祷告。
And in verse 4, God answered to his prayer.
耶和华说，你这样发怒合理吗？
But the Lord replied, have you any right to be angry?
这里没有说神是如何问约拿的。
This doesn't say how the Lord asked Jonah.
是借着声音、文字还是意念呢？
Through sound, through text, or through mind.
但是很清楚的是，神立即回应了约拿的祷告。
But it's clear that the Lord replied to Jonah right away.
那这是不是代表这样不合传统观念的祷告居然还挺有效果的呢？
Does it mean that this unconventional way of prayer has some effect.
我们祷告最希望的不就是能有神的回应吗？而且越快越好，越清楚越好吗？
What we ask from our prayers is a reply from God, and you know, the faster, the clearer, the better.
那约拿这个祷告有什么可取之处呢？
So what's good from Jonah's prayer?
至少他很坦诚，没有拐弯抹角，直接了当地说出他的申诉。
At least he's straightforward. He's not trying to cover anything. He just said to God.
他的回应呢，温和冷静。神的回应是温和冷静。
God's reply is calm.
你完全看不出有怒气。
You can't see any anger in God's reply.
神对约拿这么有耐性，合理吗？
Is it reasonable for the Lord to be so patient to Jonah?
我们比较一下旧约圣经的人物对神说话的记载。
If we compare it to the other recite in the Old Testament how people talk to the Lord.
约拿的确享受了非常特殊的待遇。
Jonah is indeed blessed.
创世纪第十八章记载，亚伯拉罕为了索多玛、俄摩拉这两座罪恶之城向神求情啊，讨价还价的时候说话是小心翼翼，生怕惹神生气。
In Genesis chapter 18, when Abraham trying to negotiate with the Lord about Sodom and Gomorrah, he was very careful.
那么出埃及记四章十四节有记载。
In Exodus chapter 4, verses 14.
摩西一再推辞神指派他的任务，让神发火了，他才赶快顺服了神的呼召。
Moses tried to get away from God's calling, but God was angry, so he immediately repent and obey.
而神对约拿的表现却是温和冷静，完全没有在忍耐克制自己不发火的迹象。
But God's reply to Jonah was very calm, and you can't see like God is trying to hide his anger or anything.
那么神就是有耐心的，一步一步的引导约拿看到了神的心意呢，而且约拿他本身也是神心意的受益者。
So God was very patient, like let Jonah step by step to understand what he meant.
然后第五节，约拿没有回答神的问题，就做了一件事情。
In verse 5, Jonah didn't answer to God's question, but he did something.
这里说约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭一座棚，坐在棚的荫下，要看看那城究竟如何。
Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city.
约拿想看看神会不会因为他的祷告呢，再次后悔，降灾倾覆尼尼微。
Jonah is trying to see if God will relent again because of his prayer and then just destroy Nineveh.
神并没有因为他而后悔。
The Lord didn't relent it because of him.
现在我们可以先想一下关于神后悔的问题。
But now we can think about how God relent.
请问神会后悔吗？
Let me ask you a question. Can God change his mind?
全能的神应该是不会搞错的，对吧？那怎么会后悔呢？
Almighty God should never make any mistake, so how would he repent?
对， God, 神是全能全知的。
God is almighty and he knows it all.
他如果会后悔，还算是全知的神吗？
If he can relent, is he still an all-knowing God?
那么神是信实的，应该说话算数，对吧？
God is faithful, so he should live up to his words.
那么后悔不履行承诺算是信实吗？
Can God not fulfill his words and yet be faithful?
后悔原文的意思是得安慰，改变心意。
Relent originally means take comfort and change mind.
所以当人的表现让神觉得得了安慰，他会改变心意，免去人原来当得的惩罚。
So when people's action take comfort for God, he will change his mind and decide not to put on the calamity he planned to do.
这个观念又表现在耶利米书十八章八节。
The same concept was written in Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 8.
哎，我们请大家一起来读一下这个经文，来，请。
Let's read it together.
我所说的那一邦。
And if that nation I warn repents from its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned.
其实啊，
in fact,
当我们希望对方说话算数啊，那是只对我们有好处的事。如果有坏处啊，我们就真希望对方能够说话不算话。
When we want other people to live up to their words, that means we want them to do something that's good for us. If the thing they're planning to do is in fact bad to us, we will want them to relent.
我们都知道呢，每年四月十五号要报税。
We all know that April 15th is the tax day.
我们也知道，你如果不事先申请的话呢，那么你那个如果晚报的话呢，会要被罚的。
If you didn't make any application beforehand, and then you didn't make your tax on time, you will be punished.
如果呢，你时间太忙了，耽搁了。
If you were just too busy, so you delayed.
你知道会被罚。
You know you will be punished.
但是 IRS 竟然送来一封信。
But then IRS sent you a letter.
说呢，最近我们的系统有点问题。
Saying there's some problem with our system.
所以很难说到底有的晚了是谁的错。
So it's hard to tell whose fault it is that your tax return is delayed.
所以我们今年就不罚了。
So we will not punish you this year.
你会不会打电话给 IRS 说你怎么说话不算数？
Will you call up IRS and say how can you be this ungraceful, unfaithful?
说罚就该罚。
You should be punishing me.
你高兴都来不及。
You'll be so happy you will forget about that.
所以也就是说呢，啊，我们希望神说话算话的啊，是指什么？对我们有好处的事情。
We want God to fulfill His words, only referring to the things that's good for us.
但是如果呢，神原来该给我们不好的东西呢，他不算数的话呢，我们是感谢都来不及。
But if God has planned some disasters for us and He suddenly changed His mind, we will give thanks to the Lord.
那么第六到第八节呢，有一些特别的记载。
From verse 6 to 8, there's some special, special events.
六七八三节每一节都有安排这个词，讲神安排。
In all the three verses, there's the word provided.
啊，先是安排了蓖麻，又有虫子把那个蓖麻给咬了。这个咬呢是击打、杀害的意思。然后又有安排热风啊。
First, the Lord God provided the vine, and then a worm, and then a scorching east wind.
再加上第一章的十七节说，神安排大鱼吞了约拿，也是这个字。
And also, in chapter 1, verse 17, God provided a great fish to swallow Jonah. It's also the word provided.
这四个安排原文的意思是指派。
All four provided here originally means appointed.
神指派大鱼、蓖麻、虫子和热风做了一些事情。
God appointed the vine, the worm,the wind and the fish to do something.
如果不承认这些是神迹呢，你怎么解释都很困难牵强。
If you don't admit that it's miracle, it will be very hard to explain those matters.
神所启示的，就圣经所启示的神，本来就是超越一切的神。
The God that's revealed by the Bible, is a God that's almighty.
那么我们相信神是创造一切的主宰呢，这几个神迹也就没有什么不合理。
If we believe that our Lord is the creator of the whole universe, it's not a big deal.
否定神迹就是否定基督教的基础。
If you deny those miracles, you are denying the whole foundation of Christianity.
因为救赎人类的耶稣基督本身就是一个大神迹。
Because the revived Jesus himself is a big miracle.
他是神道成肉身。
He's God that was born to be a man.
童贞女所生。
Born from a virgin.
死后第三天复活。
And on the third day that he died, he revived.
这都是我们信仰的基础。
those are all foundations of our faith.
神既然创造了万物还有自然规律呢，当然可以在需要的时候完全掌控他们去完成一些事情。
Since God created the whole nature and all the rules by nature, He can for sure control some of the matters to finish His task.
那么值得注意的是
What's worth noticing here is
神的这些安排只为了一个目的。
All the points here is for one goal.
就是要引导约拿明白神的心意。
Is to lead Jonah to understand God's heart.
其实神不需要那么麻烦。
God doesn't have to be this complicated.
他可以完全掌控约拿去执行任何的任务。
He can fully control Jonah to do whatever he wants.
但是圣经没有说神直接安排约拿明白，也没有说神直接安排尼尼微人觉醒悔改。
But it doesn't say here that God appointed Jonah to understand, or God appointed the people in Nineveh to repent.
因为思想被完全掌控的人，如何能明白，如何能觉醒？
Because if our thought is fully controlled by God, then we can never.Really understand, or never real, we can never really repent.
所以呢，人虽然也是神所造的，但是神不会去掌控操纵人。
So, though we are also created by the Lord, He will not just directly appoint us.
那么，人在神的眼中有特殊的地位和关系，因为呢，人有神的灵，可以和神沟通。
We have a unique status in front of God because we have the Spirit from Him and we can communicate with Him.
所以神不掌控人，而是用各种方人能理解的方法呢，让人明白他的心意。
So the Lord doesn't control us, but He finds ways for to show us what His will is.
那么九到十一节就是神借着蓖麻引导约拿明白人对神的价值。
So verse 9 to 11, God uses the corn to show Jonah man's value to him.
然后约拿书就在此结束呢，并没有说约拿的反应。
The book of Jonah ends without reaction of Jonah.
我们只能从耶稣对约拿的重视猜想呢，他应该呢有所觉醒。
We can only guess from Jesus' reaction to Jonah to guess that.Maybe Jonah did repent.
在四福音中啊，四福音书中间呢，主耶稣提到的大小先知呢，只有三位。
In all the gospel books, there are only three prophets got mentioned by Jesus.
约拿的名字呢，被耶稣提到四次。
Jonah was mentioned four times.
以赛亚是两次，但以理是一次。
Isaiah twice and Daniel once.
这里讲的是指那个、啊。我们晓得的大小先知书的那个些作者啊。
Here, the prophets, meaning the writer of the minor and major prophet books.
那耶稣当然也提过摩西啊、以利亚啊，但是他们不是这些先知书的作者。
Jesus of course mentioned Moses and Elijah, but they are not the author of those prophet books.
先知约拿的确有许多奇特之处。
Jonah for sure have his unique.Characters.
他如何能和神那样的对话
？How can he communicate with God like that？
主耶稣为什么对他特别重视
？Why Jesus paid so much attention to him？
一位如此被主耶稣重视的先知，为什么几乎没有关于他正常为神工作的记载
？Such an important prophet, why we don't have any record of how he normally works for God？
而且啊，神不仅是让约拿书被纳入圣经正典呢，能够流传下来。
And not only God allowed the book of Jonah to be included in the Bible，
而且还成为犹太人每年在赎罪日的下午必须宣读的书卷。
But also, the book that all the Jews have to read, on their repent day。
那么，神要借着约拿书给我们最主要的信息是什么呢？
So what's the core message God want to give us through the book of Jonah?
对于我们今天的生活有什么意义呢？
What does mean to us in our daily life right now?
约拿书启示的重点是关系。
The book of Jonah is about relationship.
每个人都有 都和神有特殊的关系。
Everyone has a special relationship with God.
所以无论是和神有约的犹太人，还是不认识神的外邦人，神也都珍惜他，珍惜并且设法让他们觉醒，得到拯救。
Not only for the Jews, but also for us from other nations, God wants us to repent and have this relationship with Him.
在旧约书卷中呢，约拿书是最明显表现出神对人的耐性，如同慈爱的父亲对悖逆的孩子。
Of all the books in the Old Testament, Jonah shows the most clearly, that God has this tremendous patience for us, just like a father to his children.
那就是神和人的关系。
That is the relationship that's between God and us.
所以呢，神接受尼尼微人悔改，不降灾，没有什么不合理。
So God changed his mind and accept people from Nineveh. It's not unreasonable.
神对约拿的耐性也是合理的。
The Lord has this patience for Jonah. It's also reasonable.
我们中国人应该是最知道啊，讲究关系的。
As Chinese are the people that value the relationship the most.
大家大概都听过，在中国有关系就没有关系，没有关系就有关系啊。这个翻译起来有点困难。
just like in China, if you have a relationship, you can get it everywhere.
那么我读约拿书，很自然的问了很多次，合理吗？
So when I read the book of Jonah, I asked many times, is it reasonable?
然后发现，只要和神有关系呢，不合理也合理。
And I found things make sense when relationship with God is seen.
我们碰上自己喜欢的事，很少问合理吗？
When we have something that we like, we seldom ask, is it reasonable?
但是遇到不喜欢的事，就会很自然地问合理吗？
And when we meet something that we don't like, we will ask, is it reasonable?
有些时候，神会给我们一些不合理的安排。
Sometimes God will give us some unreasonable arrangements.
包括在生活中呢，经历一些辛苦困难，成为别人的帮助和激励。
And also goes through some difficulties in our lives to be other people's encouragements.
我们不要轻易的拒绝逃避神的安排。
Let us not run away so easily from God's arrangements.
因为在表面不合理的安排的背后，可能有意想不到的祝福。
Because unexpected blessings might be right behind unreasonable circumstances.
那么2003年的春节呢，是我被安排第一次去中国宣教。
So, in year 2003, in the Spring Festival, is my first time to go and preach in China.
那么这是第一次呢，所以原来的安排是很合理的。
Because it was the first time, we have a very reasonable arrangement.
我只需要去参加一个大学生团契在上海市郊的一个春节的营会。
I only need to participate in a spring festival celebration of a college fellowship in Shanghai.
然后在其中有几堂的分享。
And share a few messages.
结束后去上海的某个家庭教会有点分享。
And after that, go into a family church in Shanghai and share with them.
其实这一次基本上是为了帮助我了解啊，中国的家庭教会还有大学生的工作。
That was mainly for me to have a grasp on how the college fellowship and family church works in China.
但是在中国的宣教呢，常常是什么计划赶不上变化。
But the ministry in China is often unexpected.
我除夕晚上到了上海。
So I arrived in Shanghai in the Chinese festival,
发现事情全变了。
And I found the whole plan has changed.
第二天是年初一呢，就跟着一位同工去安徽的农村。
The second day of the Spring Festival day, I went into the countryside in Anhui province.
我在那边要唱独角戏，有三个点，每要带两天的学生营会。
I have to preach alone in three different places, and I have to lead 2 days of college students fellowship.
而且还要到苏北一带啊，去领两天的会才会回到上海。
I also need to lead another 2 day fellowship in the north of Jiangsu province, and then back to Shanghai.
我在台湾出生长大的。
I was born and raised in Taiwan.
在美国基本上除了旅游以外，只住过南加州。
going traveling and sightseeing. I have only lived in the Southern California.
就这样被丢在冰天雪地的安徽农村。
And I was thrown into this freezing place in Anhui province.
第一次也没有经验。
I don't have an experience.
那个时候条件也差。
And the living conditions are really bad.
有一堂一两百个学生。
In one of the preachers, I have like 100, 200 students.
也没有麦克风。
No microphone.
扯着喉咙叫，第一天完了，声音就没了，嗓子都哑了。
I have to shout, and I lost my voice after one day of preaching.
饮食并不习惯。
I was not used to the food there.
那当然了，在那种刺骨寒风中上那个他们的露天厕所，那是一个难忘的经验。
And go to the toilet in the freezing weather in a open space is definitely unforgettable.
对，如果对农村还有记忆的话呢，你晓得那个最典型的厕所就是一个小红砖房子，上面有个顶，然后呢，通风非常的良好。
if you still have any memory of the country places, you will know that a typical toilet consists of a bricks building with a roof, and the venting is extremely good.
可是呢，在那一次呢，那种厕所是高档的。
But in that time, it was a premium toilet.
我没有资格用的。
I don't have the right to use that.
因为学生来的太多了。
Because there were so many students.
那些的厕所都给女学生用。
Oh, all those toilets are assigned to women students.
弟兄们用什么呢？
So what brothers have to use?
在空地上面打了四个柱子。
There were four poles on a open ground.
用围油布围起来。
And they have some cloth to cover.
留了出口。
They have an exit.
挖了十几个洞，挖了十几个坑。
And they dig like more than 10 holes in a space.
那铲子还摆在那里。
The shovel is.By there.
等不及，你自己可以挖坑。
If you can't wait, you can dig a hole by yourself.
那我因为时差的关系呢，都是半夜出来，寒风刺骨，还飘着雪花。
Because I had jet lag, I always went out during midnight.
所以第三天就感冒了。
So I got cold. I caught cold on the third day.
不记得是怎么撑过来的啊，因为整个发炎喉咙发炎发烧很厉害。
I don't remember how I went through this. I was having a fever. It was just really bad.
是不断的在问合理吗？
So I was asking the Lord, is it reasonable?
所以那个时候就没有负担，说我还要再来，
so,
只想赶快逃回去。
So I didn't want to ever go back to China again. I just want to run away home.
很有意思是到了第二年呢，他们有需要呢，我还是去了。
Interestingly, the second year they have the need, and I went again.
然后又拉了一位同工去。
I also brought another coworker with me.
我们连续去了几年。
And we went there several years.
后来我们都全职侍奉。
And we all quit our jobs and become full-time
ministers. 那位同工就是下个主日会来跟各位分享的千向城教会的王牧师。
And that coworker is Pastor Wong from Thousand Oaks Church, who will be sharing with you guys next week.
然后我就开始发现。
And then I started to find out.
宣教的过程中间，不知不觉中，神给我了一些福气。
Throughout the ministry, God has cast His blessings on me.
我开始有了适合宣教的生活习惯。
I started to have this living schedule that suits ministry work.
容易入睡。
I'm extremely easy to fall asleep.
饮食适应胃口好。
I can get used to.Like different cuisines really fast, and I have a good appetite.
真的能做到圣经讲的，啊，招待你的家庭摆上什么你就吃什么。
I can really do what the Bible says, which whatever they serve you, you eat.
我不是吃的很勉强，而是吃的很高兴。
Not like unwillingly enjoying those food, but like really happy about.
那上厕所是可以速战速决。
And make really fast toilet.
这些都是当时想不到的福气。
And those blessings I will not.
对很多人来讲，钱也换不来。
For many people, they want to exchange with money, but they can't.
从第二次宣教开始。
From the second time that I do ministry.
我们无论遇到什么状况，都不会再问合理吗？
Whatever situations we meet, we will not ask, is it reasonable?
因为神是我的父亲。
Because the Lord is my father.
他指派给我的任务。
Whatever he appointed me to do.
不合理也合理。
It's always reasonable.
我们不要轻易拒绝逃避神的安排。
Let's not, run away from God's arrangement so easily.
因为在表面不合理的安排背后，可能会有你想不到的祝福。
Because, unexpected blessings might be right behind unreasonable circumstances.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们向你献上感谢。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
因为你让我们知道，我们是你的孩子。
Because you let us know that we are your children.
因为你为我们所做的，使得我们能够重新拥有儿女神儿女的名分。
Because what you did for us, give us the opportunity to reclaim the title to be your daughter and sons.
而且你所为我们做的，都是为了我们真正的好处。
And whatever you did for us is for our real benefit.
让我们学习能够明白，你为我们的安排啊。是好的，是对的。
Let us learn to know that whatever you arrange for us, it's always good and right.
即使有些时候感觉到不合理，其实是有你的心意。
Though sometimes we feel it's unreasonable, your blessings is really behind that.
求圣灵带领我们顺服我们主耶稣为我们做的安排。
May the Holy Spirit lead us to obey whatever Jesus left for us.
这样感谢祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.